bring up whatever you want here on Free Talk Live. It's 855-450-FREE. That is 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Mark.
It is the live Saturday edition. We're here. We'll take your calls about anything. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live, because you're free to call in, talk about whatever you want, and the show's live 7 nights per week. And if you don't get every single night on your local talk station, you could give them a call and ask the program director real nice-like to get some more Free Talk Live on the air. Or get some on the air. Maybe you've got nothing in your local listening area and you're listening to us online. Well, you can help change that by contacting your local stations and asking for more, or asking for some. Anyway, our number here, 855-450-FREE. We were talking with Francisco a moment ago, for those of you just tuning in, about the SOPA and the PIPA Acts, the so-called Stop Online Piracy Act that seems to have been put on the back burner, so to speak. Whether they will bring that back around again remains to be seen. I would say it's likely. But as Francisco is pointing out, it may not matter, because the guy who wrote the SOPA Act, or who put it forth, I don't know how many of these people actually write the acts that they put forth, but the legislator who put this forth...
Yeah, they just take it from the lobbyists and straight from them and put it up.
He has now put forth the so-called Protecting Children from Online Pornographers Act, which, as Francisco is telling us, is threatening to destroy online privacy entirely. And Francisco, you had just begun telling us about this, so can you give us a brief recap for those just tuning in?
Yeah, absolutely. So while we were all up in arms about SOPA and PIPA, the representative introduced this act, and got it passed through a House committee entitled, as you said, Protecting Children from Online Pornographers Act. The problem is that this act requires internet service providers to store information about you, not only including name, address, credit card data, all the information they already had, but to start collecting information like your search history and what websites you've been visiting. And the reason I really called is because, Representative Lamar Smith said that this would cost less than $1 per American over the 2012 to 2016 period to implement. I'm actually going to propose that this is going to not only raise our internet costs, but also lower our internet speeds on average. And I'd like to explain that a little bit.
Okay, sure.
So currently the U.S. is the 28th nation in regards to internet speed.
That sucks.
Yeah, I mean, we're not really that fast. People think we're technologically advanced, but unfortunately, we're not. So the reason is that, ISPs right now don't care about what websites you're visiting. And this would force ISPs to use a technology called deep packet inspection. Mm-hmm. And let me go ahead and explain what that means. And just to give a little bit of my background, I work for a company, a security company, whose job is to secure other companies' digital data. So my job is to know how the internet works, unlike this representative. So right now, the ISPs don't care about what you're sending in packets, which is, a packet is basically a letter, right? A packet is what holds your digital data as it's going through the internet. And right now, ISPs only care about the destination address on the envelope of that letter.
They want to make sure it gets to where it's supposed to go.
Correct. That's all they care about. They don't even care about the return address. All they care about is what's the destination address and how do I get there as fast as possible. The problem is that deep packet inspection would essentially require that your ISP opens your letter, reads it, copies it, and then forwards it, really slowing down the process.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And it may not forward it. Like, for instance, if it opens the letter and decides, oh, this person's writing to the torrents, then we can't have torrents on our network, so we're going to go ahead and just block that packet. Couldn't they also block packets with deep packet inspection?
That's funny. Currently, this bill does not require that, but President Obama just signed a trade agreement called ACTA. And if you ask me what that stood for, I wouldn't be able to tell you, but it's like protecting trademarks. But basically, that trade agreement with other nations, not only within the United States, could force ISPs to do what you're saying, block packets or letters based on where they're going and what data or, you know, whatever is in your letter. So it's a really scary thing. I mean, right now, we're a really technologically advanced nation, but unfortunately, our internet speeds are not up to par. And also,
why is that? I mean, just as an aside away from the protecting children nonsense, why do you feel like the U.S. is so poor at internet speeds?
Well, you know, unfortunately, there's not a lot of regulations as to, you know, where the internet goes or how it travels from one place to another.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that there's internet infrastructure in this country that was, you know, built a while ago. And it's all owned by, you know, really big names that no one really has heard of outside of, you know, the industry that I work in. But it's really difficult for other, like, smaller ISPs to get started up. And, you know, ISPs are, you know, just eating each other up using legislation to stop others from competing. As always happens, you know, so that drives up the price of the internet. And... you know, it's just a lot of bad competition by using the enforcement of government, unfortunately.
So are you saying, like, when these companies are using the government, are they stopping some new upstart from laying down new internet backbone
And, you know, the largest internet backbone is owned by a company called Quest, previously called Quest, now called CenturyLink. But, yeah, basically... how that company started is they went around and bought all the railroads and the land around the railroads before the internet was big and just started laying down, you know, internet lines right by the railroads.
It was a brilliant idea.
Yeah. I mean, it's a really smart idea. But unfortunately, smaller ISPs are now not allowed to do that. So,
It worked too well for the bigger ones, right?
Exactly. So, I mean,
all right,
introducing legislation like this is not only, as I said, going to slow our speeds down, but it's going to raise the cost of doing business for any of these ISPs. They're going to have to, you know, buy better computer hardware. And, I mean, right now...
Who could oppose this, though, right? I mean, they've named it the Protecting Children from Online Pornographers Act. So who could possibly come out in opposition to this, right?
Right. And you know, honestly, it's a brilliant move. It's one that's been used before. And unfortunately, maybe when you know, people are protesting stop online piracy, that's not as bad as when you say, hey, stop this act that's going to protect children from pornographers.
Right.
So, and the even worse thing is that, you know, these men in Washington could simply just tack on all the provisions that were in SOPA, add it to the end of this new bill, and just slide it on through.
Sure.
So,
yeah, and I imagine that's what's going to happen. And I had suggested that, you know, watch out. In fact, Ron Paul said this during a recent debate. Watch out, because just because SOPA has been put on the back burner doesn't mean that all of a sudden it's going to crop up again in another month and a half or whenever it is that, you know, this bill goes forward.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, these people are sneaky. And unfortunately, it's just really going to hurt, you know, American jobs, in the sense that it's going to be really difficult, like I said, for ISPs to comply. I mean, right now, the machines that you know, send letters or packets around the internet are already expensive as it is.
Mm-hmm.
But they will become even more expensive
because
they've got to do
the extra data crunching of the doing the deep packet inspection. Mark, did you follow that technical? I thought he did a really good job explaining that.
I understood how they were using you know, unfair sort of competitive techniques, but this is done in all areas of business, sadly.
I'm asking, did you understand the technical aspects of it? Thank you, Francisco, for making that easy to understand. Appreciate your call and the thoughts tonight. 855-450-FREE. So instead of just sending the packets along as they do now, they'll be forced by legislation to look at each one.
That's going to slow everything down a lot.
It's crazy. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But it's okay as long as we protect the children from porn, right?
Well, that's just what it says. It's a lie.
Yeah, you take control. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do.
for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features we give to you there. Again, freetalklive.com. Those features include our webcam. You can go watch and listen to the webcam over cam.freetalklive.com. And at the same time, you could, if you wanted, interact in the chat room, because the chat room is built into the very same page. So you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners during the show at cam.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable for businesses. If you have a business and, collections is getting you down, SACL CAI can handle handle it. Excuse me. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. And they do it in a fashion that respects your customers. And they know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. And SACL CAI can handle it. You can check out their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
Let's go to you and your thoughts. So we'll start out with KD listening in West Virginia in the Charleston area to WVTS. Hello, KD.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
You know, where the last caller was talking about how they're going to do the SOPA and everything to basically screen all the Internet?
Mm-hmm.
How is that any different than tracking individuals who have cell phones, who have OnStar or such programs on their vehicle? It's just another way of controlling where you're at, what you're doing, and et cetera.
Well, it's certainly similar in the way that you pointed out. I mean, it's
the government doesn't mandate OnStar.
Well, it's different in the way that the Internet is obviously a little bit more varied than OnStar and these other things, cell phones. You're just talking about giving up location information. Here, we're talking about giving detailed information up about your activities as well. So, you know, yes, it's that same vein of we must know everything about you at all times. So from that perspective, you're correct.
Sort of the Marxism or socialism as far as we will tell you where, what, when, and how you can do, not do it selectively.
I wouldn't say it's particularly
that's
Marxist.
Totalitarianism, but yeah.
Totalitarianism would be more accurate, sure.
Well, I was just wondering if my point was too off the wall.
Nope,
or
it's not too off.
Nope, you're right on. That's what they want. They want total control, and they want the ability to dig into your personal information as deeply as they want.
And it's, you know, like the other thing, I know this is totally unrelated, but where they have a hard time keeping track with sex offenders and rapists and everything like that, why not put a chip in them to track them?
Oh, don't give them any ideas, KD, because before you know it, they'll be putting chips in everyone, and I thank you.
They've already proposed that as far as like surgery to screen you to give all your past medical histories and everything like that, too.
There are people who have volunteered to take chips at this point. I mean, the human
testing pioneers
has come.
Thanks for the call, Katie. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Mark is listening to WSC-FM in Charleston, South Carolina. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. I had a different question, but now with all this talk, I proposed a question to you guys, see if you guys can talk amongst yourselves about it, maybe give me your opinion.
All right.
Do you think this country can, for one, stand another 4 years of Obama with the tyranny of that, with all his imposed bills he puts on people?
Do I think it'll survive?
If not so, then which one of the three viable candidates of the Republicans can you deal with the least amount of bad taste in your mouth?
Who's viable?
Santorum, Romney, and Gingrich. And I really don't even care for any of those.
Well, Santorum and Gingrich came in single digits in New Hampshire. Why are they viable because they came out on top in South Carolina?
No, they're just the 3-4 runners.
Well, I mean, you don't think Ron Paul came in third in Iowa? Ron Paul came in second in New Hampshire? You don't think that makes him a front runner?
He'd be great if we could get him. This is the damn shame that they don't give him enough coverage.
Here's my prediction. The United States, like all empires, will at some point diminish and die. And it'll do it whether or not you elect Santorum, Gingrich, Romney, or Obama.
One last thing. You make a good point about that. I had a guy in my cab about a month ago, and do some research on this and check this up. He's saying that there is a pattern with the sun where it shines on the world to where the next empire will come. And he predicted China becoming a world power leader back about 20 years ago.
Well, I think
the Aztecs said it long before that.
I don't think it has anything to do with where the sun shines, but I certainly can see China is on the rise worldwide, and that's because they've been allowing for more freedom of their people. But so it's more of an economic strength than anything else. And of course,
economic freedom is what breeds prosperity. Prosperity is what's going to breed the next the next empire. And the Chinese people are getting more and more economic freedom all the time. The reason that smaller countries like like Hong Kong or what's the other little one?
Singapore?
Singapore don't do well is because they basically don't have the land. Land is a big issue, too.
But they China's have economic got both freedom, is what you're saying. Hong Kong, Singapore, much more economically free.
Yeah, basically got the history.
Anything else you want to share tonight, Mark?
No, thank you guys so much.
Thanks for the call.
Awesome job.
I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, so Ron Paul can't win if people think he can't win. Right? I mean, so that guy right there, he said he would love to see Ron Paul win, but yet he didn't consider Ron Paul as one of the three front runners, even though, as you rightly pointed out, Mark, he's done very, very well up until now in South Carolina, where he's not doing as well as he's done in both Iowa and New Hampshire. You said that he was in fourth place as of, 30-something percent reporting? Or?
Oh, yeah, it's like 70% reporting. He's in fourth place.
Fourth place.
Yeah, Ron Paul's in fourth place.
With I think what that, percentage?
13.4.
Now, on the positive side, we checked back to 2008 and pulled up the numbers from the primary in South Carolina in 2008, and he was sub 4% at that time, was he not?
Yes, he was 3.7% at the time.
So I guess that's some good news, right? I mean, as apparently South Carolina is a real stick-in-the-mud place for conservatives. They apparently don't like freedom very much, a lot of folks around there, because they're not voting for Ron Paul. But more are voting for Ron Paul than ever before, which is a good sign. So even in a place like South Carolina, where they'll vote for a philandering, guy like Newt Gingrich.
Insider. Worked for Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, or whatever.
He did triple his vote total.
Yep. Was supported cap and trade, supported socialized medicine. Yeah. I mean, the Republicans are so terrified of socialized medicine and cap and trade, but then they vote for a guy that'll beat another guy, and both of them support both of these things. What? Mm. What kind of insanity is this? There's a quote from a James Pettigrew from the 1860s, a Lincoln-era quote, and it basically sums up the results of tonight's South Carolina results, okay. Which is, South Carolina is too small to be a nation and too large to be an insane asylum. It's funny. Hey, look, he's South Carolinian. What do you want from me? I'm just quoting.
I don't know. Anybody can, any size land can be a nation. There are very, very small nations
it's
out
the,
there.
The punchline comes at the end.
I gotcha. Yeah. 855-450-FREE. I just want to make sure that folks in South Carolina know they should consider secession again. They should reconsider that.
Well, that's because you like secession in general.
Yes.
And you want everybody to secede.
That's right.
I'd like to see all the states secede.
I agree.
I think that it'll be a more just
right, because clearly the people in South Carolina are not in line with the people in New Hampshire. New Hampshire overwhelmingly supporting Ron Paul. I mean, more than twice the vote percentage for Ron Paul in New Hampshire than in South Carolina. And also Iowa, different people live in different places. Why should we all be roped together in the same system? 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind and take control of the airwaves. Of course, our South Carolina listeners are different. Free Talk Live.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstamp.com. ad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we give to you there. Mobile site is one of them. You can go to m.freetalklive.com to get quick access to our live streams and the podcast, m.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins, they're the world's first free market, peer-to-peer, digital cash. They can be used anywhere in the world without needing permission from any governments or corporations. They can't be counterfeited or inflated, and now you can buy them with a credit card or PayPal. Memory Dealers is proud to offer physical bitcoins that you can hold in your hands, but can be transferred back into normal digital form at any time. They make great conversation starters and gifts. Be part of the currency that's transforming the world. Buy your bitcoins at memorydealers.com. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, let's continue with you and your thoughts. You can, of course, take control of these airwaves. We're talking about internet freedom and how the U.S. government is looking to crush it. And they'll do it in the name of the children, because who could possibly support the children talking to child pornographers? I mean, the new act that is being promoted is going to, or shortly will be promoted, is called the Protecting Children from Online Pornographers Act. Now, I'm just wondering, when it comes to children and being in child pornography, which I don't think many people would agree with children being in child pornography, but when it comes to them being in it, because we know some people are, obviously, that's where it comes from, right? Somebody has to get involved in this. Are they more likely to get involved in child pornography because they meet an online pornographer? Or is it someone in their life already? Is it like the pervy uncle or someone like that who is more likely to get them involved? What do you think?
Well, you'd have to have somebody pretty much in real life.
Right. But the way this makes it sound like, it's like they're protecting children from online pornographers, as though that there are these, you know, lurching online pornographers out there just trying to rope kiddies into their child porn creating.
Well, I think this is about kids seeing porn.
I think so?
That's what it's about. And a lot of people are, you know, necessarily, to some extent, disturbed about it. I don't know. I mean, when I was young,
need to get over it.
I found dad's Playboys
right.
and that kind of thing. But that's the porn is a lot different than it
true.
Is.
True. It wasn't two girls, one cup in your dad's Playboy. But and I think to that end, Mark, people need to grow up. These people that believe that they're going to be able to protect kids, because if that's what they're saying, if they're talking about protecting them from porn, because it doesn't say that, it says protecting them from online pornographers, but if they're talking about protecting them from porn as a whole, you need to just wake up and get with the program. It's the 21st
century.
I think
it's the parents' responsibility to do that. I mean, in the same way, you just, you know.
I would think so,
put
too.
Put the computer out in the living room. Keep an eye on what your kids are surfing on. If you're not doing
right,
that.
Don't give them a smartphone.
You can believe your little boys are looking at naked people on the internet. If you're not doing that, if your child has private access to a computer, the young boys are looking at porn on the internet.
You're damn right. I sure as hell would if I were a young young boy.
That's it. I don't know what else to say.
Back in my day,
you can't change it.
Back in when I was younger, you had we had these things called BBSs where you would dial in with your computer's modem, and sometimes you'd be able to find a BBS that had a triple X file. Yeah, they'd have a triple X file section where you could download GIFs and JPEGs of porn. Like, movies were almost unheard of at that time, and so things certainly have changed. It's become much more ubiquitous. It was at least difficult back then to get into the adult areas of the BBSs. Typically, the BBS owners would voice verify people on the phone. They would contact people who were signing up for accounts and verify whether or not they were actually adults.
You know, I mean, I don't know what to say about it, but other than shutting down the internet, there's nothing to do that you can do about online internet porn except keep an eye on your kids. And it's hard to keep an eye on your kids. I know it's hard, but you know. Then you have to kind of look at the other side of it. How many people with a Y chromosome? I'm not going to speak to the women out there. I'm speaking to the men right now. If you've got a Y chromosome, what age did you see porn at first?
Good question.
Did it break your mind? were you turned into a sexual pervert because you saw porn, or are you just a sexual pervert in general? I mean, you know, I'm afraid that happens, right?
Yeah. But I wouldn't blame porn for that. Although what I would suggest.
I think that largely it's the prohibitions that parents put on their children
so.
That create perverts.
Yeah, I think that sexual deviancy comes from sexual repression. And so I feel like the best thing you can do, and I don't know how you're going to handle this, Mark, because you are a parent now. You've got a 3.5, almost 4-year-old.
Almost four.
You know, now you're going to have to deal at some point soon, probably, with your son coming across pornography online. You know, he's going to get in.
I don't like the idea.
Well, and that's a problem because you certainly know about porn and you know it's real and you know he's going to encounter it. So I guess the question for a parent who's dealing with this is, well, how do you want to handle this? How do you want your children to handle the encountering of pornography? Because it's inevitable. You should consider it inevitable, unless you have your kids locked up in a dungeon somewhere with no access whatsoever to the outside world and the internet, then you should consider it inevitable that they're going to come across it, whether it's at your house on your computer when you're not home, or whether it's at your friend's house when, you know, you're not there. They're going to come across pornography. So you what's the best way to handle it?
I think talking to them is, well, first, it's the only thing you can do, right?
I think that they
yelling
should,
and screaming and acting
right.
like a moron is not going to stop them from going online except when they think you can catch them.
I think they should be aware that pornography is not realistic. I think that that's one of the most dangerous parts about pornography is it you know, young people see porn. This is how they learn about sex, because their parents aren't teaching them anything about sex in a lot of cases. And so they're learning about sex from pornography. And pornography is not a realistic portrayal in any way, shape, or form of
sex. In some ways,
sex.
It is.
For the most part, it's not. If people
There's
are
lots
trying
of different
to,
types of porn out there. Some, and
it's, in many ways, pornography can be considered very degrading to women.
It can.
And there's a lot of, I think there are a lot of valid critiques.
There are women... pornographers out there. I mean, creating pornography
and,
for women.
Right, and the women pornographers try to, I think a lot of them try to portray porn in a different light.
Yep.
But all that said, it's in general, porn is a very unrealistic viewpoint on human sexuality and sex and how it works and all that. And I think that that's one of those important things you can portray to kids. Like, look, this is just fantasy. Most of this is just male fantasy put on film. And
in the same way that people on TV shoot each other and, you know, that's just TV, this is...
It's not a documentary.
Yeah, this is it's not real. When Spock gives the Vulcan neck grip, he doesn't actually put people out. You need to know these things. I mean, there's a lot of crap out there that's in the media and, you know, porn's some of it.
Let's go to Mario, listening to XM's Extreme Talk. Mario, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I just wanted to say that I would have no problem with the government checking all my emails and all of that. In fact, I'll feel much safer if as soon as I stepped outside my door, everything was videotaped. There'd be no robberies, there'd be no assaults or anything like that. What would you think about that?
I think that the Great Britain has more than a million closed circuit cameras, and that they have shown that they diminish crime far less than streetlights, that they are not an effective deterrent to crime, and that they are an incredibly expensive thing to foist off on the taxpayers.
Well, what if we can make some technology like some satellite videotaping, where everybody has access to it, and not only that, I'd say even like your food, your when you eat your food, and they could cross-reference your medical records. I mean, it'd save a lot of people.
Are you being facetious? Or are you really serious about this?
I'm serious about it. I would be totally for being, as long as it's not in your house, for 20, all my information, share it with everybody. I would have nothing to hide from anybody. And plus that information,
you have no habits that are questionable. You have nothing.
Yeah,
that...
I smoke pot.
There you go. The cops are showing up at your house.
You're going to jail.
Yeah, you're going to jail, dude, because if you want total openness, then the cops are going to find something that they don't like that you're doing.
Right, right. And then everybody sees that the cops are putting me in jail for smoking pot and everybody sees how they're being treated, and they won't do it. Just as long as you don't tell anybody.
Americans.
Over 800,000 Americans every year are arrested for smoking pot. Everybody sees that, and nothing's being done about it, Mario. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Don't give up your privacy. We're coming up.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin, yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell Bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
Americans are losing their wealth. People are rioting in the streets. For years, the American people have ignored the assaults on our liberty. The book In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, not only reveals the truths and the deceptive tactics that have caused the decline of our liberty, but also identifies and explains how we, the American people, can restart what was once a free America. It's time to wake up, protect our liberty, and return the government back to its proper role. It's time to know the truth. Order In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, today at Amazon.com.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick.
That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we will share with you there. You can go and support the show, by the way, if you'd like. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com and learn how to get a free bumper sticker, as well as download web graphics, banners, high-resolution graphics, and more flyers as well. You can print out, promote Free Talk Live with. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. And speaking of bumper stickers.
Yeah, libertystickers.com. They've got hundreds and hundreds of liberty-oriented bumper stickers over there. Something speaks to your soul at libertystickers.com. You can get your liberty message out to thousands of people a month from the back of your car. Do it for fractions of a penny apiece from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can check them out. Let your voice be heard. They sell in bulk in case you have a retail store or a flea market stall or going to a gun show or something like that. They'll even do stickers for your organization. It's libertystickers.com.
All right. We're going to continue with you and your phone calls. Bring up what you want. Let's talk to Lee listening to WAVH in Mobile, Alabama. Lee, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are y'all fellas tonight?
Hey, Lee. Doing great. What's on your mind?
I just got a little different take. I want to say I've thoroughly enjoyed the show, enjoyed listening to y'all, and first-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, welcome.
And I definitely agree with pretty much all the points that were brought up about the mother that was arrested and tattooing her son at 10 years old.
That's right.
But my take on this and my question, I guess, or the thought process that I use with this is that, you know, I don't know whether we agree or not that buying alcohol for minors is a good idea or a bad idea, but there are laws on the books that say, you know, you can't serve a minor under the age of 21 or what we consider to be minors in this country under the age of 21,
mm-hmm.
alcohol. There's always been a raging debate that, you know, we can ask our young men and women to serve in armed forces at the age of 18, but we can't serve them alcohol until 21. And so I guess the direction that I'm taking with this, and I want your thoughts on this, is that, you know, had the mother gone out and bought her son at 10 a pack of cigarettes or a fifth of vodka or whatnot, or her son had a birthday party and invited some friends over, and he says, Mom, I want a shot of whiskey and to memorialize my brother, and
mm-hmm.
he serves him a shot of whiskey and then gets arrested for it. would that be a good thing or a bad thing? And
well, have you heard of parents that have, it was not uncommon when I was young, and I'm 40 years old, it was not uncommon for fathers to solve their sons' smoking problems by having them smoke a pack of cigarettes back to back.
Well, and certainly I've got you beat by 6 years, so I definitely came up along the same time you did, where a good spanking was not uncommon if you misbehaved, and your daddy didn't catch you, your grandmother caught you, and God forbid your grandmother caught you because she made you go out and get a switch from a tree.
So to answer your question, Lee, I would say no, it's not a problem at all, and it's no one's business but the parents what they do.
I think it's a really bad idea for them to do it. And
if I want to share a beer with my son or daughter, then that's no one else's business but my own.
And don't get me wrong, fellas, I don't disagree with that at all as far right. as an autonomy of parents raising their children. I'm 100% behind that, and to a degree I could almost be considered a libertarian in that respect.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess my point is that the laws are on the books that say you can't serve minors alcohol below the age of 21. Whether
yep.
we agree with those laws or not, it's there.
Sure.
And, if you violate that law, you go to jail. Now,
right.
if we don't like the law, if we as parents, which I am a father of two stepchildren, so I deal with some of these issues daily myself, and don't disagree with the fellow that called in about spanking his child for misbehaving at home. And agree with what y'all said as far as it's none of my business how you raise your children and what you choose to do with your children and how you choose to raise them and vice versa. But my only point with this is that the laws that are on the books, if we don't like those laws, we as citizens, which hopefully we are, but as you said on your show, that we're more serfs than anything else, but that we as citizens should have the rights to raise our children as we see fit. But with the laws on the books, we also have to follow those laws. So
I say good people break bad laws.
True, but then good people also can go to jail for breaking bad laws.
Sure, no doubt. That's what happens when you break
consequences.
Bad laws.
There are consequences, no doubt. But when it comes to the things you're talking about, I think you have a choice as a parent. You could educate your child on the very important aspect of drinking. I mean, because most people do in the United States have drank at some point in their lives. So you're talking about a 90th percentile here of people that have drank in the United States. You can talk to them about this important activity. You can teach them about this important activity. Or you can leave it to pimply-faced 14-year-olds.
Yeah.
Because that's what they did. That's what happened with me.
Yeah, I would say take it into take the responsibility into your own hands. Do it and do it quietly.
Yep.
And
I don't want my son out there on a 1,000cc motorcycle, drunk as he could be, like I was when I was 18 years old, because nobody ever discussed this with me and nobody ever taught me. I'd rather break the small law and have the opportunity of having some trouble with the law than see my son dead on the side of the road.
Hey Lee, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. And stick with us. We're on there every Saturday night on WAVH down in Mobile. So appreciate hearing
awesome.
From you. 855, great station, by the way. Huge FM talk signal.
Covers.
Yeah, big station. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. Let's talk to Charles, listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. Another big, great FM talker. Go ahead.
Sal here, right?
It is Charles. Hello.
Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little about Ron Paul and this whole electability issue. You know, when I talk to conservative friends of mine, you know, there's always an issue, whether it's the drugs, it's the foreign policy, or it's whatever their issue, or the pro-life. And, first of all, I've come to full understanding of the drug issue. I've come to full understanding of the foreign policy issue.
Excellent.
The pro-life issue, they've mislabeled him, so I try to wake people up. But the electability thing is this amorphous thing they fall back on, which I saw this weekend for the first time. I went to a Ron Paul rally at College of Charleston here, and I saw all these college kids really embracing freedom. I was really impressed by that, and I thought, well, this is happening all across the nation. It's not only this college.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought between all those college votes, the Ron Paul supporters, such as myself, who will not vote for Romney or Newt or Santorum, there's no way. You couldn't be a passionate Ron Paul supporter and do that, because you really support the Constitution is what you're supporting. And then you have some disillusioned Democrats. Between that and then the establishment right, you have all the votes you need to get Dr. Paul elected.
Sure. In the general, I think he's the best. He's the most electable in the general. And I don't. I challenge anyone on that topic. I mean, really? You think that Romney, Santorum, or Gingrich have a better chance against Obama than Ron Paul? Because Ron Paul can take him from both sides. There's a lot of disaffected Democrats.
I will not vote for one of those big candidates. I don't think we can write in South Carolina, but I'll endorse whoever he endorses. He endorsed Chuck Baldwin last time. I voted for Chuck Baldwin. I mean, I don't advocate staying home, but he's not going to get Tom. Won't get the college vote if they try to push one of these other three down our throat. So
Ron Paul won 18-29 the 18-29 vote in South Carolina. He was the number one candidate in both the 18-24 and the 25-29
that
categories.
That speaks to that there's good things in the future for liberty, right?
Right, right.
It might take a while because you get rid of us old geezers here. I'm only 40, but still, it's just very hard to hear. Especially with the religious right, I've tried to explain, especially with one issue voters, even in my own family.
Said you've come along, right? I mean, you said you've changed your mind on the foreign policy.
It's about the message, man.
And you've changed your mind on the war on drugs.
That's right, because I understand. I think I'm very enlightened and well-read, but there's no way I can hold a candle to the founding fathers. No way. None of us. I mean, you guys are pretty bright, but I mean, these guys really understood.
Well, I don't know how enlightened they were. I mean, some of them had slaves.
Yeah, I don't hold them up as gods or anything like that.
Yeah, they were
put together a pretty good system in the Enlightenment period.
They understood government is what I meant to say. They understood. They understood people and people's nature.
Excellent, Charles.
I'm sorry?
I said excellent, sir. What else did you want to share tonight?
Oh, that was it. I just want to say that Ron Paul is electable, and that's it.
If you elect him, that is absolutely true. People bother to pull the lever for Ron Paul. He could absolutely win. And
actually,
thank you.
More important than that, Ian, let's focus on local election because that's real more important.
And that's why I moved to New Hampshire, so I could focus on local elections that are more winnable. And I thank you for the call tonight, because in New Hampshire, you can win a local election with a few $100s. It's not a big contest.
We're movers for the Free State Project, and the Free Staters have more than a dozen people in the state house. In the state, I mean, your what's the percentage of liberty lovers in your state house?
Right. How many state houses and senates, even the New Hampshire Senate, which is far more disconnected than the state house, there's only like 20 four people in the New Hampshire Senate, but the state house is over 400. It's the largest legislative body in the United States, and maybe even the Western world. But the New Hampshire Senate just passed jury nullification. They passed a bill that will basically mandate that the courts have to inform the jurors of their right to use jury nullification. But they kind of do it in legalese terms. It's not the best bill in the world, but it's something that's happening here that's not happening anywhere else. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more. See you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
Get in the zone!
You can protect your engine with regular oil changes. Protect your wallet by doing it yourself. Now at AutoZone, get a 5-plus quart jug of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter now on sale for just $20.99. Or upgrade to Pennzoil high mileage motor oil and a Fram TucGuard oil filter for just $4 more. See store for restrictions and details. Save on your next project with trusted advice from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.